today, and as I'm sure our clerk has informed you, Mr. Bakke has been in a circumstance where he has waived his oral argument, but we are very happy to have you appear today, Mr. Leek, and argue your position. So you may proceed.
Your Honor, this is the appeal of a summary judgment case by Mr. Eitel and Mr. Bakke and Mr. Gaines. Mr. Bakke and Mr. Gaines are basically sureties on an appeal judgment from the Justice of the Peace Court to the County Court at Law, and they are bound by the judgment. This is a traditional motion for summary judgment case and a no evidence motion for summary judgment case. The main issue before the court is, was there a fact issue raised by the appellant? In this particular case, the appellant's motion for summary judgment evidence that he provided at the trial court was solely insufficient to create a material issue of fact, both on the traditional motion, and he never put on any evidence whatsoever, summary judgment evidence regarding the no evidence to create a question of fact at the no evidence level. As a result, the trial court granted the plaintiff's motion for summary judgment. Basically, this is a valid lease with a personal guarantee. There's no dispute as to the facts based upon the fact that the defendant at trial and the appellant here did not raise a material issue of fact. He put on no summary judgment evidence whatsoever. The other issue that was raised is, are the sureties bound by the court's judgment? The answer to that is yes, they signed the judgment. It's a judgment bond. They're bound. The case law is very clear in that area that they don't have to be served a petition and they don't have to be given notice of trial. They submit themselves to the jurisdiction of the court, and when a judgment's rendered against their appellant, then they are also bound to the extent of the bond. As to the attorney fee issue, there was proper motion, summary judgment evidence regarding the attorney's fees. There was no disputed evidence put on by Mr. Bakke regarding the amount of attorney's fees, and the trial court granted it. Since there's no really dispute in regard to the material facts because of the lack of summary judgment evidence put on by the defendant at trial, I ask the court to affirm the judgment.
Thank you for your argument, Mr. Leek.
Thank you very much. Thank you for appearing here today, and your case is submitted.
Thank you. Return the rest.